Great Commission, he says, in even in an implicative way then, he says, all authority has been given to me, and so I tell you to go out. You're one of mine. You're part of me, so go out and teach the gospel. Baptize believers. Show them what's to be done. Make disciples. So we have to do that with the authority of God, which only comes through Jesus Christ. Now, that authority cannot be earned or bought. It has to be given to us. It's a gift of grace. And it's it is given to us in that call that we receive to do the ministry of Jesus Christ. Acts 8, 18 through 20 shows us the opposite of this very statement. Now, then Simon, verse 18 through 20. Now then Simon saw the Spirit was bestowed through the laying on of the apostles' hands. He offered them money, saying, give this authority to me as well, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. And Peter said to him, may your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. In other words, he could earn it or buy it, which it cannot be. And this gift is the authority of God through the power of the Holy Spirit living in you because of your relationship with Jesus Christ, because of the call that Jesus Christ issues to those he wants to lead his church. And that's the pastoral ministry, the way we see it. There's a call and there's a response, and it comes with the authority of God.